with you tonight. My name is Rachel. Welcome to our Optimal Health Community Call. We have planned and prepared such a great night for you, and I am so honored to share not only my story and a little nugget from our life book, but I also have two incredible guests with me. Before we get started, though, I do want to cover that you will hear success stories both in our health and in our finances, and we get to share that. We work really hard to change lives, and therefore there is some incomes associated. But with that, I would like to go ahead and just really welcome you into a power pack night. Maybe let us know a little bit about where you're coming in from. I'm originally from Dallas, Texas, but I am here in California, joined by my guests, Yolanda and Yvette. And we are going to share our stories tonight, a little bit of what we've received as coaches and what we love paying forward to our communities. And it's just going to be awesome. So I, just to tell you a little bit about my story as my guests get ready, I will let you know that I have been in this community 7 years. I have received a whole new life. I really am not exaggerating. My husband is a fireman paramedic. He joins me in this business. He is not here tonight. He is doing that. But we have been able to truly build such an incredibly healthy life in all aspects. I did not want to be a weight loss survivor. I wanted to create ultra health. And I have found a partner in Optavia to do that. And I have found friends and family to take that journey with me. So we're so excited. Maybe you're checking us out and you're thinking about this program for yourself or for someone you love. Lean in and really listen to how this may be a benefit for you or that person that you love. Also, you may be a brand new client. I remember getting on my first community call and I was so nervous and so excited. Maybe you're on day one. We see you. We recognize you. We're excited that you're here. You've made a great decision. Now you just get to lean in and use all the supports, right? So we welcome our podcast listeners. We know that many people will be catching this on the way to work, on the way to the soccer game, and just tuning in and rewiring their brains with us and learning how to think different to create that ultra health path. So we welcome all of you, no matter where you're coming in from. Some of you may be entertaining the idea of becoming a coach with us and really paying this gift forward. And tonight, I do hope that you will hear some things that will give you the encouragement to take that step. So welcome everybody. All right. So tonight, I do want to introduce my incredible co-host and guest, both Yolanda and Yvette. They have really powerful stories, you guys. You are going to love it. You're going to hear stuff that you absolutely identify with. So with that, we will be unpacking a little bit of element 7 in our life book. Element 7 is so wonderful. It's about creating the environment that you need to become ultra healthy and taking those steps to create a supportive environment to create what Dr. A calls a leptogenic world, which means that we get to be in a fat burning state in a healthy weight and creating healthy minds and healthy surroundings. So we're going to awaken you to a little bit of that as well, practically give you some tips so that you can take more steps in your journey. Tonight, I would love, Yolanda, my friend, I do have to tell you the connection here. Let me tell you our ripple effect. Okay, so I decided to get healthy, but I heard about Optavia from a firefighter friend of my husband's. And because he was sharing his gratitude out loud, I learned about Optavia. And then, of course, I couldn't keep it quiet because I was just feeling so amazing and losing weight and healing and thinking differently. So that attracted this beautiful girl, Michelle, to the program. And Michelle was living out loud and sharing gratitude, and that created Dobby. And Dobby did the same. And now we have Yolanda, and Yolanda did the same. And now we have Yvette. And I say all of that to show you the domino effect of gratitude on this journey. I can't encourage you enough to share with people how you're feeling and how you're healing. And with that, Yolanda, would you start us off tonight with your beautiful transformation story?
I would love to. So first of all, I asked my husband the other day, how would you describe me before Optavia? Who was I? And he said, he took a breath, you were an out of control train wreck. And so, you know, I'm in a healthy state to accept that now. We can have that conversation. But I was really, really ill, you guys, a little over two years ago. And that's when I started my health journey. And I was very sick. I had hypertension. I had heart problems. I had liver problems. I was miserable, head to toe, brain, mental, emotional, roller coaster, 100%. And the worst part too was that I held a lot of that, excuse me, inside of me. Unless you knew me and you knew my personality and characteristics and things, you would not know that. And I held it all within, and that made me even worse, actually. And so the day I decided to enough was enough and I was tired of it, I remember distinctly looking in the mirror. I was trying on winter clothes and I could not fit in a single pair of jeans. And looking in that mirror, I was so hurt and disgusted and pain and just so upset. What did my kids think of me? What does my husband think of me? I was embarrassed to even be naked and in the, you know, lights on with my husband. It was sad, and it was hard for him to be compassionate because I wouldn't let him. So that was just all that part, right? And so that changed everything. I had to do something. We talked about it and he supported me 100%. Began my health journey and things changed. Things changed dramatically. I had to make a choice. It took me 1 year to reach out to my coach. I had seen my friend Dobby for a whole year, watching her own gratitude and being so grateful for how she was feeling. And yet I ignored her phone calls. So it took me a year, and finally I reached out to her, and that was when I decided I can't do this anymore. I was very excited, very fearful. What if I failed? But I stuck with it, and you know, I had a lot of support and she was very helpful for me. And so my coach was important, and I have a team of coaches that still support me. So it's wonderful. Today I'm a different person. A totally different person. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy shopping for new clothes, got rid of all my big clothes. And most importantly, I really had to pray to God and ask for his help and his guidance and all of it to clear my mind, give me that, you know, whole body health. And that was when I changed so much. And, you know, I can do fun things now. My husband and I work out all the time. We enjoy that. We hike, we snowshoe, we ski, we kayak. I mean, we're very active, and we have two grandsons that we enjoy and our four adult children that we love to do so many things with. And I'm just excited that I have that energy now. I'm no longer in pain. My feet don't hurt. And I'm a different person, and I love it. I love it. I'm so grateful. So grateful.
Wow. What a beautiful story. You lost 50 pounds, but you gained a whole new life. And I have the privilege and honor of I've watched it, and it just never gets old. It never gets old to watch someone just rock their vitality the way that you have. And you are an inspiration to so many. How beautiful is that? How many of you resonate? I know our listeners are like, oh, been there, felt that way. I resonate. I remember keeping the whole family late to events because I would change my clothes so many times. I just didn't feel comfortable in my own skin. But at the same time, I refuse to just make it about weight loss. And I love that you haven't. You've embraced the whole thing. It's so beautiful. Yvette, can you help us? Can you unpack some of your story? And it's so beautiful. I'm so excited for you to share.
Well, thank you, Rachel. I really appreciate the opportunity to share my story. I'm a little bit nervous, so hang with me if I start to stutter. Yolanda, every time you tell your story, I get chills because you're such an inspiration to me. It's so powerful. And as my coach and mentor, and now my friend, it's been so wonderful entering into this community. So I've been on so many weight loss programs, I can't even count them. I'd lose weight and then I'd watch it come back, and even more would come back on. I would hide behind people in pictures. And I would say, hey, let me take the picture, so that I wouldn't have to be in them because I was embarrassed. I'd go on hikes with my family and friends, and I'd use the dog as an excuse. Hey, go ahead. I have to, you know, he's got to go to the bathroom and I have to pick it up. Can you go take it? You know, I'll catch up. But I never would catch up because I was trying to catch my breath and my knees ached from the extra weight that I was carrying around. And so I always felt like I was holding people back, or that I just didn't belong, and that I was being a burden to others. And so I work with Mike, who's Yolanda's wonderful husband, and he shared his story with me. And I was at the point where I could actually hear it. So I started in January of 2023. And in this last year, I've learned so much about the predictable and convenient program that's allowed me to release 75 pounds, which is just incredible. It was a third of my weight. I've figured out some of my triggers, but still a work in progress. And I learned the importance of community. It helps me to realize that I'm not alone. I tried to do everything by myself, without my family, without everyone. And I've opened up and let everyone in. And so now I'm at a point, 9 months into my program, I rode my bike in the Tour of the Moon, 41 miles of bike riding with 3,000 plus feet of elevation gain, and it was great. And then in November, I went to London and I ran a 5K with my daughter and her running team through the streets of London. And it was just so exhilarating. In December, my husband and I climbed Camelback in Arizona. And earlier this month, on my 62nd birthday, I ran a sub 10 minute mile. So that's not a huge, you know, I'm not going to be an elite athlete. But being a part of this community and practicing the habits of health has really helped me to believe in myself and my ability to stay the course. So that's my story. Thanks, Rachel.
Wow. I just keep hearing we transform masterfully and we create extraordinary results, right? Both of your transformations are extraordinary and yet so attainable. You know, that's the balance. That's just really amazing. I love in your story when you had sent over and we were talking, Yvette, you said pain pushed while desire pulled, right? And in both of your stories, it seems like pain was a push, right? And now what I'm hearing, and I love how our life book brings this, you know, to fruition for all of us, is that we get to create. I mean, how does it feel to be the creator of your health and well-being now, not the responder, right? And it's just amazing. So thank you so much. I do, you know, parts of both of your story, I see the chat blowing up. There is so much, people are definitely agreeing and feeling the same way. So that is great. So getting healthy has made you both influencers, right? Mike was an influencer at his workplace, and that's how Yvette was able to get healthy. And so that's amazing. So I do have a question for both of you. How has your choice to allow the influence to roll through you? How has that, we'll start with you, Yolanda. What does that feel like to go from sick and overweight to an influencer of health and well-being? Like, just tell me how that feels. Tell our listeners how that feels.
You know, it gives me a responsibility. I feel like I have a responsibility to not only share it, you know, with everyone I meet, because everyone out there is carrying a heavy cross, a heavy suffering of some sort, whether that's, you know, mental, whether that's physical, you know, their soul, their, you know, loneliness, habitual with, you know, overeating, over drinking, drugs, even whatever, right? And I feel like I still have so much to give and offer, that I have a purpose. I have a purpose. So I want that to, you know, come across that way to others, that, you know, and if they need the help, I'm here, or someone's there. There's an optavian somewhere that's willing to help.
I love that. Isn't that the truth, right? And same thing for you, Yvette. How does that feel from going hopeless, sick, tired, to an influencer in your community of health and well-being? What does that feel like, and what does that bring you?
It's been phenomenal. It's hard to describe all the feelings that come up. You know, people stop me now and they're like, Yvette, what did you do? And I'm so happy to share my story with everybody on how I basically changed my mind. And so by changing my mind, my body came along with me. And so, you know, I just recently retired, but I have people from work continuing to call me and saying, hey, that I think I'm ready to join you on this journey of health.
Wow. And I'll answer this question too. In preparation for this, I thought, you know, my husband being a fireman, he has changed the culture at the fire station. They are weighing and measuring their food because he did. And weighing and measuring our food. Hey, if food is medicine, we got to dose it, right? And I just thought, how awesome is it that he walked into that station and it was donuts and ding dongs and all the things. Firemen can run off sugar when they're tired, right? It's a drug. And so to watch that station go to weighing and measuring their proteins and their greens, just because of his daily influence of modeling that, he is changing the culture and the environment, which kind of, you know, is going to be a little bit about what we talk about in Element 7 here coming up. But I have a couple more questions in your stories. I would love to know how has it been to spend time with like-minded people with the same type of goals? How has that spurred you on versus you just getting a box shipped to your house and just eating the food, right? Yolanda, we'll start with you. What is it like to spend time with like-minded people with shared goals? How has that helped you?
I love that question, Rachel, because it helps. Oh my gosh. No, it's been amazing to be with like-minded people. We share the same struggles, believe it or not, right? Because we know each other's story. And yet at the same time, we're there to, you know, fight with each other, to push each other to, you know, reach the goals, reach the desired outcomes that we want. And when we're down, we have that support in a community, you know, each of us to lift each other up. Mm. And when we're feeling great, we're pulling somebody else to feel better too, you know, emotionally even. I mean, that's where I really needed that myself. And yeah. So I love having the community, and we have our own small communities, and then we have our, you know, like this right here tonight, and it's valuable. I don't miss a single one. I haven't missed a single one. It's
wow.
Just valuable.
Well, success leaves clues on that, guys, if you're listening, right? She hasn't missed a single community call because she wanted her transformation to be more precise and more predictable. I love that. You know, when you think about just the simple fact of showing up somewhere and refreshing your mind every week. I know for me, page 77 just jumped in my brain on the Habits of Health book. And when I saw that lapse and relapse is a normal part of transformation, and that it's okay to not be perfect when you're transforming your life, that really spoke to me. And it was through the community that I was able to receive that nugget. So all these nuggets. How about you, Yvette? How has it been for you to step into a community where people like us, we're all kind of empty nesters. We've got adult children, the three of us, grandbabies, right? And we all want ultra health. How has that spurred you on?
Well, number one, accountability. So having the community there to keep telling you, you got to keep going. You got to keep working at this. This is not just a goal. You just don't finish and then you're done for the rest of your life. It's a lifelong work in progress. And I think that, you know, I'll admit it, I'm a lurker. I don't put on my video, and I don't, you know, I'll write in the chat, but I don't always participate as actively as I could. But even that was enough for me to like feel the bond of the community.
I love that. That is so good. Okay, so we're going to kind of get into Element 7 a little bit and really talk about that. But I have one last question that I want us to unpack before we do. And that is, when you think about being in the coach community, you ladies started in the client community and you just needed a win. Do you remember that? Where you're like, I just need to see that first pound. I need to see that first inch. And you started in that community, and now you're in the coaching community, which is the community of people that are still contending and creating, but we're paying it forward while we do it, right? So what do you believe would be missing from your path had you not chose to pay it forward potentially? I'll start with you, Yolanda.
Hey, that is an awesome question. This is all a complete puzzle, and it's beautiful though. It's beautifully set. The pieces are all there. So when we utilize them together, it grows and it fits and it works. And so I think missing any one piece would be vital, but I would say without my mentor team, 100%, and without the community that attaches to my mentor team. And so without that, I would probably be making things up. I mean, I'd be doing things so wrong. You know, I wouldn't be bringing value to my clients. And that's one thing I always want to be. I want to be that real person and the coach that has followed precisely the way it's designed to be, the way Dr. A designed it. And, you know, they deserve that. Every human being deserves that. They're suffering. They need that. So
good. Yes. For me, I think I would have been lacking the personal development that the coaching community brings so steadily and so regularly, and we are so invested in, and I'm so grateful for that. So I might've been missing this personal development piece that would have put a bow. We call it our fifth component, right? We know coaching, community, our nutrition, our new active line, which is just top notch, loving that. And then also our education materials, but then paying it forward, that fifth component is so powerful. Yvette, how about you? Had you not started coaching and guiding others and maybe just referred, I'd love to show our audience and our listeners. We love referrals. That is such a beautiful way to thank your coach, but also there's something in it in guiding others, that paying it forward. Yvette, how about you?
Well, I think it's going through things again with them and remembering where you were and the gratitude that comes with it, knowing that you've walked that path with them as well. And so being able to share that and then being in the coaching community, oh my goodness, I have learned so much about health and wellness. And as I move, you know, as I transitioned into optimal health, and now as I look at Ultra Health and the active line and understanding the protein component of what I need to do, without my coaching community, I would have not been able to make that leap and continue that learning as I go forward.
So beautiful. I always say this community gives us that health class that we never got, right? The one that's so personal and so attainable for us. So that is awesome. All right. So tonight, as we look at element 7, we're going to bring some color to this. This is really about making our environment a supportive piece of our health journey. Everything from your pantry to your freezer to your bedroom, to really creating living spaces that contribute to wellness. And we get to do that. And if you're brand new, I know for me, I want to talk to the listener that's like, I'm just trying to remember to eat every 2.5 hours, right? I haven't overhauled my pantry yet. I haven't painted my bedroom the color that makes me happy. That's okay. Remember that it's lifelong transformation. One healthy habit at a time. We meet you where you are, and we do what's needed at that time, okay? So don't be overwhelmed by that. But a couple of nuggets from element 7, and then we're each going to give you some tips, is we call it the invisible craving. So the invisible craving is if you're having a kryptonite food, right? We want to get it out of your pantry. I know for me, confession, I used to buy chocolate-covered acai berries from a big retailer. And I would say they were for kids and my grandkids and my guests, but guess who was in the pantry eating them? Me. So those no longer went in my cart and they no longer went in my pantry because they needed to be the invisible craving. You can't crave and eat something if it's not there. We buy our willpower at the grocery store. So this is something as you go through element 7, you're going to see that we make these choices way ahead of time. And on our program, you only have to decide once. You do not have to keep redeciding and redeciding and redeciding. And that was something that I struggled with for the better part of my life. So you can influence your gatherings, your homes and offices can be supportive place. So even your office, walking desks and breaking up the sitting and all of that. So these are some things that you're going to pull out from element seven that's going to help you to start creating an environment where you can be successful. And I would love, Yolanda, can you talk to us for a minute or so about how have you done that? How have you changed your environment to be a place that contributes to your health and doesn't take from it? Just in honor of element seven, let's all give some nuggets.
There are three. Well, most importantly, I got rid of all the salty stuff. That was my problem. So chips, crackers, you know, I reorganized my pantry. Then it did lead it. We took the TV out of our bedroom. And so that's become our, you know, our quiet, you know, sanctuary where we can go, you know, and just be alone and quiet and restful. We have dinner together at the table. It's, you know, we make sure that we're at the table. We're not, I used to stand and eat in the kitchen because I raised four kids and I was always, you know, busy. So we, you know, I actually sit at the table, you know, and, but I think for me, this was my pantry right here, my body. And from head to toe, I had to get rid of a lot of stuff and really put myself back in shape. And that's where I really worked hard.
Love that. How about you, Yvette? What was some of your environment shifts from element seven where you're like, I need to change this or that? What would you suggest?
Well, you know, I think it started with how I shopped at the grocery store. And so I only go around the outside edge of the grocery store now. I used to stop at the chip aisle and, oh, you know, I can just get a bag of chips and I'll share it, but I would never share it. I would get a bag of peanut butter M&Ms, and those were for sharing just like you. And unfortunately, you know, I just shared them with myself. And, you know, I could eat a whole bag, a large bag in a short amount of time, which, you know, looking back, it's like, wow, what was I doing to myself? And I have more respect for myself. And my pantry is actually much more organized. My daughter used to come home and she used to organize my pantry. She gets so frustrated with me. And she comes home now and she's like, Mom, it's all done. That's great. Yeah. So I think just being more organized and being more mindful of what I'm buying at the grocery store.
Yes, that is so great. That's perfect. Well, I know we want to give you a couple of parting tips before we announce next week's call. And I really have enjoyed this so much. You ladies are just inspiring. And it has just been beautiful to unpack your story and give hope to all those listeners that are just wondering if that one more thing will work, if that one more time will work. So in that, would you like to share one of your most favorite tips, Yolanda, and then Yvette, and then we'll sign off?
Yes, sure. I would love to. I think, you know, our life book, and there it is. And, you know, there's notes to yourself that Dr. Anderson puts in there. I think go through the elements, write that down. This has become my diary. This is my journal. This is my life before and present. And I still go through there and date it and chart it, you know, like what my life is like and what I'm doing and stuff and how I feel. So that is, you'll have that forever. And it's really fun to go back and look through it and to see how far you've come. I value that.
Thank you. And Yvette, how about you? One little tip for us before we sign off.
So I am kind of a list and organizer. And so my pantry, I have my snacks organized and I have them like when I was on 5-in-1, I had all five in a plastic bag and that would come with me to work. So I didn't have to think when I left in the morning. And so now with 3-in-3, I've got three of those out there. So I always am ready to do what I need to do. And so my pantry reflects what phase I'm in this program.
Love that. You are planning to be successful. And that is so awesome. So we have next week, please join us in our podcast. Thank you, ladies, so much for braving transparency and authenticity. We love that as part of our community. We talk about the real stuff. And next week, you can join us again on our podcast where health is where the heart is. And so please don't miss that. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in, and have a great night.